So, Lisa, as I am your podcast host and you are my co-host, what would you like to do?
Probably record the podcast.
Oh, I thought you might want to play chess or screw. Let's play chess. Welcome, everyone, to Scriptical.
That was subpar.
That wasn't great.
Yeah, no.
I like that part of the movie. I just didn't know how to get it out there. Two stars? Two sheriff stars?
Maybe.
Two tin stars?
Maybe. For sure.
So, I am David. This is Lisa.
Yes, it's me.
Lisa is a bit under the weather with the coughing.
I am so sick. I have a cold. COVID. It's just a cold.
It's fine.
It's perfect C-spot run.
Exactly.
Weather in my chest right now.
Exactly. Yeah. But we're not doing C-spot run because we already did that.
Yeah.
We are doing Blazing Saddles.
I'm blazing a trail. Blazing a trail. Of course I would.
A 1974 movie.
I'm going to try and muffle the
That's okay.
coughs with
you
my
try
hoodie.
And muffle it as much as
I
you can.
I apologise in advance for anyone with misophonia.
I have misophonia, but coughing is not one of my triggers.
But, you know, it might be somebody's. Some people just don't want to hear a sick
person. Some people
have
got cough triggers.
I feel like my voice is a bit deeper. I feel a bit sexier. I don't feel any sexiness on my body whatsoever.
Can I just say, you look sexy.
That's because that massive pimple went down.
Okay, you're not selling this.
No, I'm. There is nothing to sell.
Oh, look, I
can't
think
even
there is.
Give it away at the moment.
Oh, I think you can.
Oh, I beg
you could. You could be like Red Hot Chili Peppers and give it away now.
No, but then I'd start talking about politics and that turns the people way off.
Way off. Anyway, this movie.
Yes. Tell me about this movie, David. What year was it?
1974. I just said that.
I'm sick. Give me a break.
Hey, Lisa, this movie was in 1974.
This is the oldest movie we've ever done.
This is the old... Oh, Willy Wonka?
Oh.
I think Willy Wonka might be 71. I think it's before this one.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. But this is definitely an older one.
Yeah.
This is one that...
Well, it's old because it's... Country, it's Western.
It's Western.
It's based in the 1900s.
It's got both of the my favorite kinds of music, 1800s. Country and Western.
Mm.
So there is a heap of trivia on this one, as you could probably imagine.
I can imagine.
Let's do the budget and the box office first.
Yep.
So the budget was $2.6 million,
which was probably a lot for that day.
Not too bad. 1974. Do you want to have any guess how much it made?
It would have had to have been a hit. So 2 million. Yep. I'm gonna say it made 80. 80 is a lot. 80 million?
You're still low.
Oh, really?
It made $119.6 million.
Wow.
It made, for a $2.6 million budget, 119. So that is almost 60 times its budget.
Yes. Fuck. That's insane.
Was massive.
Wow.
Well, that's great. Okay. This is obviously Mel Brooks. So we've got to think about, like, you know, Mel Brooks, the producers. This is probably one of his, I mean, he had other stuff before this, but this movie, and then after this movie was things like Young Frankenstein, and then Spaceballs happens in the 80s, and Robin Hood Men in Tights happens, but this is like the first of the big ones. Mm-hmm. It is his thing. So, got some trivia for you. The Waco Kid, it was a role that was turned down by a certain actor who was well known for doing Westerns.
Mm-hmm.
It was turned down by John Wayne.
Yeah, he's too old.
But Mel Brooks wanted John Wayne to play it instead of Gene Wilder.
John Wayne can't do silly, can he?
Well,
I don't see him as a silly actor.
This is the thing, right? When he was asked about it in an interview, John Wayne said that he loved the script and he would have done it, but he didn't think he was right for it.
Mm.
He actually said, I love the movie. I think it's fantastic, but I'm glad I never did it because it wouldn't have been right for me and I wouldn't have been as good enough.
Because,
you know.
Fair enough. Not a lot of actors would do that nowadays.
Exactly. He could have taken the
bow
money.
Bow out for the good of the movie. Movie? Fuck. I'm wasted.
This movie marks the first time that a fart was ever recorded and used on a...
Really?
Yeah, the first time they ever used a fart noise.
Wow.
It actually wasn't a real fart, but it's the first time anyone has ever had a recorded fart.
I reckon
fart
that recording, or the recording of a fart, would have blew up in the 80s.
But they never, no one in a movie ever had a fart noise before.
No, they wouldn't have, because it was considered rude.
And they actually made it by getting, I think they said something, I didn't write it down, but they said something about getting like a section, a bit like soap, and kind of rubbing something into soap to make the noise. So, yeah.
Another good trick is slime in a cup.
Yeah, that's a very good one. I think it's very similar to that. Yeah, I think it was like...
It makes some good sounds.
So, the movie...
You could just use the real thing.
The movie was originally called Tex X.
Mm.
That was its original title, which is very interesting.
Yeah.
It also was originally going to be called Black Bart.
Right.
And apparently that in the scene, you know, when they go into the movie theatre and the end, apparently there's a poster of the movie Black Bart as like an homage to the fact they were going to call it that. Okay. I'm glad they never called it Black Bart. Yeah. That would be an awful name for this movie. Because that's not the only thing this movie's about.
Yeah.
So anyway. You know how they always make the joke about Hedley and Hedley Lamarr? And, you know, apparently Hedley Lamarr did sue them. And it was settled out of court.
Ah.
So she sued because they used her name.
Right.
I don't know if she sued before or after, because it would be funny if they said all that and then she did sue. I think it's funnier, but I don't know if maybe she caught wind of it, tried to sue them, and then they settled it.
Do you have copyright on a name?
I don't know. I don't think you can.
I didn't think so either.
But apparently she tried. That's what they settled out of court.
Unless they were trying to imitate her, but they weren't.
Well, they weren't, though.
Because it was a dude.
They do mention her name.
Yeah.
But they can mention someone's name all the time. I figured
you could, too.
The governor, Le Petitmain, his name in French means fartomaniac.
Fair enough.
And apparently they named him after a very famous Frenchman who was... you remember Mr. Methane?
Yes.
He was like that. He could fart on command.
He was a French Mr. He's Monsieur Methane.
Monsieur Methane.
Ah.
So apparently his name was something like Petitmain or something like that.
You've got to be careful with the word pedo.
Petitmain, yeah. Yep. He was a French fart performer, apparently they called him. So one of his best tricks was being able to blow a bunch of candles out with his butt.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, really good stuff.
Good for birthdays.
It was fantastic.
You'd be worried that, you know, you had a bit of extra. I tried to blow out the candles and ended up frosting it like a fucking cake.
So in the scene where I don't want to say her name because I say it badly. Lily. Thank you.
You did a great job.
Thank you. For anyone who wonders why I did that, I have a little trouble with L noises. I'm trying my best.
Mm.
But apparently in the scene that her and the sheriff are in the dark, and that part where she kind of does the zip and she says, is it true? It's true.
Mm-hmm.
They cut it short because there was another part to that where apparently you can hear her making like mouth noises, and he says, you're sucking on my arm.
That would have been funny.
But, it would have been. But up the really, rating of this movie. Really blue. 1974, yeah, that's blue. Too much. Yeah. Like way too blue.
Midnight blue.
Apparently Gene Wilder only did this movie so that Mel Brooks would do his idea, which was Young Frankenstein.
Oh, wow.
So that was his movie that he wanted to make, and he wanted someone to help him make it.
His bargaining chip.
Yeah, exactly. And apparently Mel Brooks wanted to get Richard Pryor to play Bart, the sheriff.
Yep.
But
they don't have to do every movie together.
Yeah, I know. Him and Jim Wilder.
They've been in too many movies together.
But this would have been before all those movies.
Oh, really? Because
they were in the 80s, those movies. The Richard Pryor, Jim Wilder ones you're talking about.
I don't know about that.
I think they're in the 80s.
Don't know about that.
Hear No Evil, See No Evil. That's definitely 80s.
Sure. If not late 70s.
Yeah, but it's this is like close. 74, so I think it would have been after.
I'm going to have to check that up while you talk.
Yeah, we'll check that anyway. So he wanted him for Bart, and then they basically said no. And then when he saw Cleavon Little, who is who does play Bart, he instantly said, yeah, no, he's better. I like him more. And he is better. Like, we'll get to it later, but he's definitely better. Oh, God,
it's 89. I'm way off.
Yeah, I thought it was mid-80s, mid to late 80s. And apparently, there actually was another person who, before Gene Wilder did this, they actually started shooting with someone else who was the Waco kid. It was a guy called Gig Young. And he got fired because he was drunk on set. And ironically, the scene that they were shooting was the one where he was drunk, hanging upside down. And they shot that scene with him, and they had to fire him because he was drunk on set. And so they decided that they would go with Gene Wilder eventually. And then they redid it. So, interesting. Hey. So, you may ask, who's in this movie?
May I?
Yes.
Oh, who is in this movie?
Thank you. We've practiced that one, guys.
I know. We're professional.
We've really practiced it. It has Cleavon Little, who plays Bart.
Yep.
It has Gene Wilder.
Mm-hmm.
It has Slim Pickens.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the second movie. I've seen two movies with Slim Pickens, and he's fantastic in both of them.
And so far, the third cast member that has an adjective in his name.
Yeah, that's right. Little Wilder Pickens.
Mm. Wilder. Yeah.
Little. Exactly.
Mm.
Harvey Korman.
Nah, he ruins it. Good yeah, one, I know. Harvey.
But Harvey Korman is so good in this movie.
Can you pause for a sec?
Yeah, definitely.
I'm just going to get some water.
Yeah, and then Madeline Kahn, which we know as the person I can't say her name. Mel Brooks is Lupita Mane. And then there's Burton Gilliam, Alex Karras, and Dom DeLuise.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Alex Karras is Mongo. And Burton Gilliam is the Slim Pickens, the other guy, is the, like, the cowboy guy.
Yeah, the one that tells him to sing a song.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah. So they're the main people. There's a few others, but, like, there was a lot of townspeople, but none of them were really known for anything I could figure out. I did also have a few bits of extra trivia that I didn't are on this side, so I didn't remember it. Apparently, the joke in the movie is that Harvey Korman's character says that he's going to be risking an almost certain Academy Award nomination. There was an Academy Award nomination for this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Or two of them, actually. Neither of them were for Harvey Korman, though.
Mm-hmm.
Is actually Madeline Kahn got nominated for Best Supporting Actress, which I am surprised by because she's almost not ever in the movie. And apparently the song, the Blazing Saddles theme song, was nominated for Best Song.
Oh, wow.
So, anyway, interesting.
Yeah.
Shall we start the movie?
Sure.
All right. So, I started off with saying, what if this was a Looney Tunes movie? Because it sounds like a Looney Tunes movie at the start.
It does.
The song sounds like Looney Tunes.
It does. Excuse me.
No, that's all right.
Mine wasn't until the dialogue between the, what would you call them, slaves?
Oh, yeah, so that bit. Okay. So I've also got, I also wrote Muppet version, which we don't need to do. We can get to that scene, because that's basically the first scene. You go straight to the...
I just said, what if the crackers had a clue? They get made fun of pretty badly, and it just goes over their head. Doesn't twig with them at all that they're being made fun of.
I know.
Until one of the other more senior crackers...
Yes, he turns up.
Play, yeah, and stops
Taggart.
Them.
Taggart is the, right. the boss guy's
that's
name.
Right. Yes, that's right.
So I wrote, what if Taggart, instead of saying Wild World of Sports, said like Sports Sunday, like, you know, World Around Us, I don't know.
Yeah, anything else.
Anything else.
Totally wild. Yeah.
I've got, what if he doesn't pick Bart to send to down the line to check if there's quicksand?
Mm.
Bart and his friend, like he actually asks for two... And I don't want to say the name of it because we probably shouldn't say it. But he says, you know, I'm Dutch.
Yes. Yeah.
So he'd be like, oh, no. If they're that stupid to sing Countdown Races and get tricked into doing it, wouldn't they also be that stupid to fall for his trick of saying he's Dutch?
Yeah. But they just don't care.
No, they don't care.
They care what he looks like, not what he is.
Exactly.
I said, what if you could spot quicksand just by looking at it?
Yeah, I know.
The tracks disappear.
Well, this is the thing about the tracks. It doesn't make any sense because the track goes along and they're on the track.
Yeah.
And then they keep doing it and then they stop and then they sink.
Yes.
It's very Looney Tunes, this movie.
It is, yeah.
Because there's no way that cart would just go straight and then drop down. It would follow the track down and it would tilt
into
the hole.
That's correct. So the track has broken.
Yeah.
Because the track track wouldn't be flexible enough to dip.
Yeah.
So it had to have been broken, or it stopped. It just simply stopped there.
Yeah. So who laid that track?
And why did they go all the way to the end of the track and off it?
Yeah.
To find the quicksand.
It doesn't make sense. No. This scene makes no sense.
No.
Also, quicksand.
Yes, we know.
We've said it before.
It doesn't exist. It's not like that. Anyway. Anyway. It does exist, but it doesn't. It's not like that.
So, yeah. I've got, what if he actually sends the wire that says, tell them that I said ow?
I said, what if a sending a message of ow made you look? Tell them I said ow.
That's so dumb.
Like, why wouldn't he go, why are you saying that? And then notice he's been hit on the head.
Well, I mean,
just doesn't notice that. And then I said, what if Justice wasn't blind? maybe just deaf.
I've got, what if he comes because he is so excited?
Oh,
he gets so excited. He starts fondling the nipples of the Justice, like, trophy.
Yeah.
Well, not trophy. It's not a trophy. You win, Justice. idol. Model. The Lady Justice, the blind thing. Yeah,
scales.
Yeah, whatever it's called. He really is. He's getting really into that.
Yes.
Oh, and I don't know if you noticed this or not, but the hangman that comes up, this is a bit of trivia that I noticed, that he's the same hangman in Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Oh, really? Is he?
It's the same guy playing a hangman twice.
Nice for consistency. Him.
It's very consistent. He's, yeah. And I looked him up because I was like, oh, because I looked him up, I think it's the same guy, and it was.
Yeah.
And then when I looked it up and all the other stuff he's in, he's like one of the most prolific voice cartooner
guys. I can imagine, too. He probably does things like Dracula and stuff. He had very, he had a very good accent.
He did heaps of things.
I don't think I could ever fit him into Tuesday.
I don't know. I can't remember what he did, but he was in a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he looked like the Hunchback of Notre Dame. But he looked like he was going to be, like he was blind, like he couldn't see anything.
Mm.
So that's why I said, what if Justice wasn't blind?
No, exactly.
Because he didn't appear to be all there. No,
he wasn't there.
No. What if legal books had scores?
I said, what if this was the sports almanac that Marty McFly brought back?
We can't mention that.
I can talk about it. We just can't never do the fucking episode.
Oh, I disagree, but all right. Fair enough.
Well, I feel like we could talk about things that aren't in movies we've seen.
No, but we can't discuss any of those movies. They're out of the wheelhouse. They can't.
So you mean I can't talk about Terminator?
That's correct.
I can't talk about Bill and Ted.
Also correct.
What about the second Bill and Ted? There's no time travel in the second Bill and Ted.
There is time travel in all of the Bill and Teds.
There is, isn't there?
That's why. They cancel themselves out. They're evil.
Oh, that's not
They die, but people come back to kill them.
Yeah, but they also... I would get you on a technicality because Denomalous comes from the future back to the past, so...
Denomalous also sends the robots.
Yes, I know.
From the future.
I know, but...
There's time travel in there. You can't dispute this.
Damn it.
So, yeah.
Anyway, sports on, mate. Funny. Yeah, sports on. What if they do the Jewish thing?
Oh, dear. Taggart screams because there's the double hanging outside.
Yep.
And I said, what if horses were hung that way too?
Yeah, I know, it's great.
But I like the fact that everyone uses the comment hung like a horse.
Yes.
But not the Blazing Saddles way. I'm talking about a massive cock.
No, that's true.
Just to clarify.
Can I say that that grammatically, if someone is executed, it's hanged, not hung.
Yes, I know.
But it's funnier that way you say it.
Yeah.
So I wrote, what if the number 6 is to rape the horses and ride off on the women?
Yes. I love that. We do that too. Just because.
I said, we rip the shit out of them at the number 6 dance later on. I gotta say, for a bad guy, the bad guys in comedies, the bad guys are always funny anyway. But Taggart is freaking great. I love him in this.
Bad guy that goes, ow.
Yeah. And the way he says ow, too.
Ow.
Like he's shocked that he got hurt.
Yeah. He's like a little kid.
He really
and
is.
And he jumps into the arms of Petermain. Is it Petermain? No.
No.
Of
Hedy Lamarr.
Lamarr.
Yeah.
Because he gets frightened by the horse. He goes, shh.
Sorry, I said Hedy. I meant Hedy.
It's just a man and a horse being hung. It's okay. Shh.
Yeah, those two are so funny together.
Oh, it's such a weird dynamic having
it to works so like well though.
Kid. Yeah, he's a little kid, but it's good.
Because it's like simple. It's like in this movie, there's like two best buddy sort of things. Like, so you've got the sheriff and Waco kid. That's like a buddy cop movie.
Yeah.
But these two are like buddy villains, and it works really good.
Yeah.
And Hedley Lamarr is such a mustache twirling like guy.
He is.
That having like a shit kicker like Taggart with him just makes it more fun because he can make fun of him.
Yeah, he's an oaf. He looks the part, but he's got nothing.
But I mean, he knows how to do a number six.
Yeah, he knows.
I wonder what the other five are.
Oh, God knows. Can only imagine.
I've got what if the bash of the head on the window knocks him out?
Yes.
Just knocking his head on the window?
Yes, yeah. Could you imagine that? He knocks himself out, falls out the window.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
That would be interesting.
Well, what happens then? No one's going to snatch. See land.
I love the way he reacts when he hits his head. It's just that such anger, but yes. It doesn't come out as anything.
No, because he knows, you can feel, I like the way he does that because you can feel like it's happened so many damn times
yes,
before.
Yes, yeah, it's just a recurring, and you relate to it those times when you just keep hurting yourself over and over again.
Oh, God.
I mean, it would have been a better response if he hit it and went, ow!
Why are the governor and tell him I said, ow! I've got to find. So we go across to Rock Ridge, right? And I've got just a proposal. Would this movie be funnier, or maybe not even possible, if all the Johnsons were played by the same person?
It should be.
I know you couldn't do it in 1974 because it'd be too hard because you couldn't have interactions. You'd have to, like, split screens weren't really right. But I don't even want you to remake this movie. But if someone ever remade this movie. If you made the Johnsons all the same person, the women and the men.
Here's an idea. Remake it. Reverse it.
Yeah.
And have the Johnsons as all the Wayan brothers.
Oh, my God. They
pretty much look identical anyway.
That would be hilarious. Yeah. And you can... I'm sure there's probably some Wayan sisters that can do the same thing.
Yeah.
I think there is. But yes. Yeah.
Oh, like yeah. There's Wayan people.
What? The Wayan people.
So I'm going to another scene now that's got the saloon. In Rock Ridge.
Yeah, yeah.
It's got cattle all the way through it.
Yes.
And now, people of America probably wouldn't know, but we have like corner shops in Australia and we call them milk bars.
Yes.
I don't know why we call them milk bars.
I think they do have them too, you know.
Yeah, but I don't know why they're called milk bars. It seems an iconically American, Australian thing.
I think you used to get milk from there.
Yeah. Maybe, and that's what it was. Yeah. But I said, what if all milk bars look like the Western ones with loose cows in them?
Loose women. Well, they are. Well, they're loose females.
Are you saying we're cattle?
No, but cows are female, so they're loose. They're loose women.
Well, there might have been a bull or two in there. You don't know.
That's true. I think an ox walks through at some point.
Yeah, there's just bovines everywhere. You know,
bovines, far as the eye can see.
As opposed to Johnson's.
We should have done this whole. I know you definitely don't want to with your cough, but if we would have done this all in a country accent, it would be fantastic. Yeah,
no, not going to happen on my part. You can keep going with it.
I don't think I want to.
I'm Dutch.
Oh.
I can't talk like that.
To tell a family secret, I can't do American accent.
But I talk with this hand.
Right. Oh, my God. Yeah, we could just quote this movie.
That's right.
This would be great.
So the next scene for me is the church.
Yes, go for that.
And I said, what if all the church songs had inappropriate language?
And turning into shit.
I like that. I'd actually probably go to church.
I actually, it's really funny. Like, I feel like the word shit, right? Like, I don't think I even have to put a disclaimer on it anymore.
Mm-mm.
It has come so far down from where it was.
I bet it has come.
It is just like no one cares anymore.
No, shit is basic.
But you know what I found really... Yeah, this shit is basic.
This shit is basic.
You know what I found really funny? I was interviewing someone for my other podcast and he actually asked me first and he said, do you cuss on this... He's American, right?
Yeah.
He said, do you cuss on this thing? I said, you do whatever the hell you want.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I said, you do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
But and then he went, oh, well, that really is shit. And I was like, well, I just said fuck, so don't worry about it, buddy.
Yeah, shit's nothing.
Yeah. I just upped that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I also had another thought about playing someone. So that character is called Gabby, you know, the one that looks like the prospector guy.
Yeah.
So I also said, what if they had changed him and made him played by either the bad guy Corman, be interesting, or if Mel Brooks played him?
Because Mel Brooks likes to play multiple characters in his movies. Like
he's in this as two things, isn't he?
Yes.
Because he is the governor.
And he's also somebody in the
He's the Indian chief.
Yeah.
He's the Native American chief.
That's right.
Or they would call him Indian chief at the time. But you know what I mean? It feels like that's not a lot of roles for him.
No.
Anyway, I thought that might be interesting. Maybe he's trying to cut down. Yeah, maybe he's I've had too many roles. I'm trying to cut down.
Yeah. What if Scarecrow Santa, his opinion, what if it was not shared?
Oh, no.
And in authentic gibberish too.
I know. I'm lucky these children are here to hear this today.
Authentic gibberish.
You know what? That they came out of the mountain, they fought dicks.
Well, I was going to say, what if there wasn't so many Johnsons that fought dick?
there's a lot of dick jokes in here that people don't pick up. No, I don't think they do.
I picked them all up.
Did you get Richard Dicks?
I held them in both hands. I caressed them so tightly.
Did you get the fact it's Dick Dicks?
Yeah.
I just love Dick
Dicks.
How
do you not get Dick Dicks?
Well, because he says Richard Dicks, and people don't realise that Richard's also Dick.
Oh.
So the Johnsons are complaining, and they fought against Dick Dicks.
Dick Dicks, yeah. There was so much dick euphemisms in there, I was pretty much...
There was so much. It's good.
I had bukkake. It was too much.
Sounds like nice to get that from the sushi bar.
Oh, I bet you do.
What if they elected one of their own sheriff?
What if they all died in that church?
Oh, yeah, because they blow them up at the end.
It's a bomb.
It's a freaking bomb.
And they're all okay.
They're all okay. Don't worry about it.
It was one of those little bombs. It's like a little dick, not a dick.
I mean,
dick.
It's the... None of the, like... A lot of the women didn't get raped at the... Or didn't get taken back to the number six dance.
No.
Felt like they didn't... The number six didn't work.
No.
Because they're still in town.
No, maybe they had one of those police light discos.
Perhaps. But they kind of... They do what they say the number six will run them out of town. But then if you look at it, like, they do that once.
Yeah.
They don't come back. And then they're able to wire the governor to send them a new sheriff.
If they'd all died in that church, no one would be wiring the governor.
Yeah.
So the mayhem would carry on.
Oh, well, they would just they'd destroy them all.
They'd get that town.
Yeah. They'd just take the town.
Yeah.
But the thing is that they're able to send a wire to the governor. It takes time to get to him.
Mm.
He then has to appoint someone, which we'll get into,
yeah,
and send them back. Now the time, and then when he comes back, they're in like a gala event sort of thing, right? So that's got to have been like weeks later.
Yeah, there is a lag in the time that these telegrams get sent.
This number six didn't work.
No, definitely not. It was more of a 69.
They didn't even bother coming back.
No.
You think they'd come back more often?
I don't think they're coming back.
This movie feels like it has, I mean, obviously it's well before it, but it has a lot of same DNA as Three Amigos.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
I feel like Three Amigos rips this off a bit. But
probably does. But, you know, that's been ripped off enough, so it's all
But
fair.
At least in Three Amigos, the bad guy goes once, and then they come back and go again.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, they don't just...
They don't just... Yeah, they don't just go at it. It's weird.
I feel like they did the number six and went, let's leave it a few months and see what happens.
God, you love the number six, don't you?
I love number six.
Let it go.
That's what it's called. It's a number six.
I know this. I watched the movie.
All right.
Settle the fuck down.
Richard Dix.
Far out. Now, speaking of the governor.
Yes.
What if the governor wasn't a fucking absolute spaz? He is an absolute, and I'm going to say the word, retard.
Well, he has to protect his funny boy any job.
Yep.
That's the only reason he does it.
Hello,
anything.
Girls. Hello, boys.
No, he says hello.
That's
so
right.
I said, what if tits were boys?
I said, what if every gal's jugs were referred to as boys?
Yeah, I don't think I want to refer to them as boys.
Who let the boys out? Who?
That's just gross.
Want to play with my little boys?
No.
See, it's
wrong. I do
not
want to play with little boys. There is no little boy playing here.
My milkshake brings the boys to the yard. What does that mean?
It brings more boys.
Yeah. Does it mean if I have a milkshake, my tits come out? My tits break loose?
Maybe.
Because it brings the boys to the yard. I don't know.
I don't know, but calling them boys was wrong.
I need to email Khalifa and ask her the question. Now, Khalifa? I don't know.
Who's Khalifa?
Isn't that the one that sings that song?
Khalees.
Not Khalifa. Oh, so close. They're so close.
I don't know what Khalifa is. So it sounds like some kind of holy war.
Do you agree that they're so close?
They are pretty close.
They are close to each other, yeah.
They are Khalees close.
Yeah, thank you. They're Khalifa, Khalees close.
Kelly Clarkson. So what if Headley had decided to get rid of the telegram?
Yeah.
He seems to have control over everything else, mm-hmm. and yet he allows the secretary to get a telegram and read it out. And also, he doesn't stop the governor. He could... He basically talks the governor into giving money to turn a medical facility into a gambling house.
Yeah.
So why can't he do something different? Why can't he just tell him... I mean, he does eventually do the wrong thing.
I think it's the Ace Ventura thing where you want to appear on all fronts to be doing everything you can to appease this so that you aren't found guilty, because back then, you know, there's no fair trials. You just get probably shot more than anything.
True, very true.
So I think he was trying to do his best whilst maintaining enough influence to appear like he's doing change when he's really not. Typical politician strategy, you really think about it.
So did you notice the part in there Right at the very end of that scene, where he says, hand these out to the boys in lieu of pay.
Yeah.
He's not paying these people. He's giving them toys.
Yes, yeah. Well, no, he's not going to be paying him for that week or that day because they've got to paddle.
Because they got to paddle.
They've got
to paddle him. Imagine if getting paddling meant you didn't get paid.
This movie's special because this movie has people talking to the screen.
Yes.
And yet I still like it.
I know. He talks directly to
the screen.
He does. But he also says, why am I not talking to you?
And I said, what if he was actually waiting for us to answer? Because I would have replied with, I don't know, I'm just watching the thing.
You know what it is I think I know why you don't like talking to the screen part of the thing.
Mm.
It's because when someone talks to the screen, they're generally being arrogant pricks.
Yeah.
They're generally being self-involved.
It also takes you out of the movie.
Yeah. It also does that too. But in this thing, he's not being self-involved. He's just talking to himself, and then he talks at the camera, and he's like, why am I talking to you?
Mm-hmm. I do like that. That's
you know what good. I mean? Like, you got nothing to do with this.
He's just asking questions, and then he asks the question in the camera's general direction and goes, what am I asking you? What if he choked and died?
Yes. Yes, I've got chokes on the lolly, and then Bart is not saved.
Yeah.
And he gets hung.
Yeah. He doesn't have a sweetie. What if he got a concussion and forgot who he was and what he was doing? lots of you go right up.
Yeah. I feel sorry for him. He becomes 10-second
Headley. Hey, you're Tom. Hey, you're Bart.
He doesn't remember if he is Headley or Headley.
No, he wouldn't have a fucking clue. So they're waiting for the new sheriff to arrive?
Yes.
And Mr. Gibberish Man tells him that he's coming.
Yes.
So they start playing all the music and ringing the bell and letting everybody know. And I said, what if they didn't jump the gun and ring the bell?
Mm.
Because then they would have heard him give off, excuse me, notice that the sheriff was a
nit.
Yes, with a nit. And what would they have done then in that case?
A little bit before he gets there.
Oh,
sorry.
My bad.
Because they do that part with the, can't tell this man's a nit.
Mm-hmm.
You get the little bit with the Gucci bag and he's like riding along.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, what if Bart decides to take his new bling and just go somewhere else?
Mm.
Why is he going? Why is he doing? He knows Headley Lamar is a bad guy.
Yeah, but he gets to be a sheriff.
But why don't he just take the stuff and go back to the and rescue his friends from the rail thing? And you know what I mean? Like, a sheriff is not. He knows they're not going to respect him.
Yeah.
He could decide not to bother going. I'm just thinking he could do that.
He could.
The other one is
I don't think he's going to be given any authority anywhere else.
No, I don't think he will either.
He wasn't really given much authority when he arrived at Rock Ridge anyway.
Now.
They tried to shoot him.
Yeah, I know. That's right. That's what I'm saying. Mm. Why wouldn't he? Because he knows the reaction he's going to get. Well, he's pretty sure.
Yeah, but at least they needed him.
Yeah, maybe. Now, my mother told me a thing once about
Forrest?
This. My mama told me that music in the cowboys things was coming from the horse's hooves. I remember Mum telling me that once, and I think she was just trying to be funny, but I didn't understand if she was or not. But apparently there was this like thing that, how did they get the music out there? Because you couldn't bring a whole band outside, right? And that they used to play the music through speakers in the horse's hooves.
Okay.
Okay.
Just put speakers on the saddles.
I think this is a joke of this, is that they used to put the music in after in post.
Mm.
But in this sense, he rides up and Count Basie is there,
mm-hmm.
and he's playing the music for him.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're trying to make fun of that, but it just reminded me of that story.
Oh, okay.
Thing.
Oh, well, it didn't even occur to me.
So what if another number six happens while they're welcoming Bart? What if the bad guys turn up while they're waiting for him? you know, to turn up. Because once again, like, they seem to do it once and then never come back.
Mm-hmm.
So why wouldn't they, you know, if they're having a celebration, these guys ride into town,
mm-hmm.
and then they're forced to, like, Bart rides in, and what are they gonna, they're gonna allow him to try and save them? Are they, and then if he does ride these guys out of town, are they gonna respect him then? And does it change the whole movie?
Mm.
Because you've got to have the part where they don't like him and they're being racist. But if he does the right thing by them, then maybe they instantly like him.
Yeah. I don't know what context this one was. What if the sheriff had spirit? I think he says something like he's got the spirit or something like that.
Oh, I think he says he's got spirits,
mm.
as in drinking.
Mm-hmm.
I think he says something about spirits, yeah. and drinking. I've got, so when he gets into town, he does the whole, you know.
Oh, I meant, oh, now I know what the reference was.
Yeah.
His horse. His horse looks like spirit.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Sorry, my bad.
No, that's okay.
I did write a note to myself, but I wrote it on the next line.
So he rides into town. They all look like they're going to shoot him,
yeah.
and stuff like that. So he pretends to shoot himself. and so I said, what if he gets sniped from the book depository?
Mm. Book depository?
You don't get the reference?
No, I don't.
So you'll get it later.
Okay, good.
what if they shoot the priest? Because they shoot the book, but they don't hit the priest.
That's right.
I mean, guns weren't that accurate in those days. I think if you shot at someone, you wouldn't hit a book normally.
No.
You'd probably hit them.
Yes. What if the self-hostage worked?
Yes.
Well,
it did work.
Well, it didn't work. So, like, if you know, if they were like, they can't, like, we don't want the guy to live anyway. But all of a sudden, oh, that poor man.
Yeah, they just sound, they're just so stupid.
Yeah.
They're just so dumb.
They make them all so dumb. Then he goes up onto the podium. I said, what if he was used to public speaking? Because if that's not used to public speaking, then I don't know what is. He was so confident.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Yeah. David used that at our wedding, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I did. That's right.
You're trying to find your speech out of your jacket pocket.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Yeah. And that was 20 years ago.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah, so that quote's been in our lives for a long time.
It has.
What if when he offered to help... oh, no, that's jumping again. So he runs... He goes to the...
He gets inside the sheriff's office
and meets the inmate that's there.
Yes, yep.
And I asked, what if he, when he offered to help him, he sent in Oompa Loompas? All of a sudden he just plays his little flute and they all walk in.
Yeah, they all help him get up off of the thing.
Yep.
He probably can't find his flute anymore. He's too drunk. I'm too drunk to find this flute.
That sounds like anyone could find their flute. Wrong flute? I thought you meant skin flute.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Oh, no, I love this. This is so good.
What if he chose to screw?
He could have. Let's play chess.
Yeah. I mean, I have to say, I think Bart would have been bottom.
Oh, maybe. Well, he's already on top. He's just upside down.
Well, he could use his gun hand, his shooting hand, to help him.
Like a Dutch rudder.
Yeah, that's right. Dutch rudder him. Reference, love it.
Now, I don't know why. I feel like maybe it's because of the him proving him being the Waco Kid, but I just wrote close-up magician.
Yes, he does a magic trick.
Yes.
I said, what if Penn and Teller weren't fooled?
Good. I'm glad it's in the right point because I couldn't remember where I was up to. And then he tells the story about why he's no longer the Waco Kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, what if the 6-year-old Schwinn fucking Armstrong shot him in the arse?
I said, what if he shot the kid? He wouldn't be much without his friend because he really he's everything.
Oh, no.
Shot him in the arse is good.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I mean, reach for the sky.
You are a prisoner.
What if Woody had shot him in the arse?
Well, I'm sure Woody's all for that.
So we get, that's the background story of the Waco Kid. We get the background story of Bart,
mm-hmm.
which I never really liked this. I think it kind
of
doesn't work.
Yes, of him as a little boy and his parents were in the wagon train.
But they weren't really in the wagon train. And then Mel Brooks rides in and says, they're darker than us, and says, woof. I don't know. I don't ever really like that scene.
I said, what if the Native Indians had black privilege?
Yeah, I know. But this is the funny thing is that...
Or brown privilege.
They always say this line where he says it was the entire Sioux Nation and they were open for business.
Mm-hmm.
And I never understood what that meant. Mm-hmm. But now I've looked it up. Apparently, that is actually a business. There is actually a business called Sioux Nation.
Oh, okay.
So I feel like maybe that's a joke. Maybe it was a business at the time.
Okay.
But it didn't. Nothing seems to make sense in that scene.
I suppose like you need to know something. There's a mist. Maybe it's from one of his previous movies.
I feel like
another reference point.
It doesn't need to be there. The only reason it's there is for the joke at the end where Vin Wilder's fallen asleep, and you get a bit of Cleveland Little's like, always keep him wanting more or that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, always keep him intrigued or whatever he says.
Yeah.
Can I just say that I'm so glad it's not Richard Pryor. Because Richard Pryor doesn't play this the same way. Cleveland Little plays this with this smoothness. He's got this real, I don't know how to describe it. It's mm-hmm. a very suave way of talking. And it works so perfectly as this sheriff character.
Mm-hmm.
If it was Richard Pryor, he's manic. He's like, he's always manic. He's always, this sort of thing. And that doesn't work.
No.
So I'm glad it wasn't him. I mean, maybe you can play different roles, but...
Yeah.
Grohls? You can play Dave Grohl?
You could play Dave Grohl, yeah, absolutely.
I can play different roles, but I don't think he can do this.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Yeah. I don't know. I think he pulled off the suave, like, chilled...
Oh, yeah. The guy's in this, definitely, but not Richard Pryor. He wasn't going to do that.
No, not Richard Pryor. Although I've seen Richard Pryor play suave before, but I don't know if it would work in this.
So the next scene, we go to the fart scene.
Yes.
And I went, what if you could knock on barbed wire?
I also said, what if they caught on fire?
Yeah, because they're doing it right around a friggin' flame.
Not even barbed wire would stop a high school horn dog. Even fire will not stop a high school horn dog.
Okay, Jackie.
You're welcome. What if Taggart flipped out when he saw who the sheriff was?
Yeah, he doesn't.
He doesn't seem to
does
even
Does he see
react.
Who the sheriff is? Or he gets does. Told that there's a new sheriff?
No, he does eventually see him.
He eventually sees him, but not at this point.
No.
He does actually a bit flip out because he says it later on when he sees him. But at this point, he just sends Mongo.
Yeah.
So we've got Mongo coming into town.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a little bit of a discussion. So I think Gene Wilder's character, I think Waco Kid is shaving or something.
Mm-hmm.
Which his friends call him Jim.
Mm-hmm.
And then he does the thing, like the fake thing where he like goes to get off the chair and pretend like he's drawing to him.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the name? Pulls his fingers. And he goes, I'm glad those fingers weren't loaded. And I went, what if his fingers were loaded?
Yeah.
What if he had gun there and he shot Bart?
What if he was a wiggle?
That's right. Finger guns.
Finger guns. Just as dangerous. Then they have a joint together.
Yeah.
And I said, what if Stoner Wonka declared at that point while he was really hungry that he's going to become a candy chocolate maker?
He could have. He's like, I really want some chocolate right now.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to go make it. And then all of a sudden, boom. So, yeah.
Willy Wonka and the eating of chocolates.
Yes.
So... Not that I have a what if for it, but I just really love that moron speech where he goes, you know, they're simple country folk, you know, morons. Just really love it. Yeah, so then Mongo turns up. Mm. Never mind that shit, here comes Mongo, is one of my favourite lines in any movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably better than, excuse me while I whip this out. Have you got anything for Mongo?
I said, what if instead of Mongo, they had a flight path go over the top of the town? I feel like that would probably throw them off just as much as Mongo would.
Oh, Santa Maria!
Yeah.
I've got, what if instead of a candygram, he invented the strippergram?
Strippergram! Strippergram for Mongo!
Mongo loves strippers.
Mongo loved dick. I love Fort Dick. Dick dicks.
That's why he wants all the Johnsons
and
behind
Johnsons.
That piano.
Yeah, that's right, yes. What if horse punches were a thing?
Yes.
Poor horse.
Well, I mean, yeah. Apparently they had to, there's another bit of trivia, they had to let the American Humane Society know that the horse was not hurt. It was just an actor.
It's just an actor, what, in a suit?
Yeah. No. It was just the horse, but they trained it to do what it did. He didn't actually punch the horse.
I do like the idea that it's two people in a suit.
Just two people in a suit.
And one gets punched.
It's pretty fucking good.
Mm.
I just noticed that all of the ideas actually come from Taggart.
Mm-hmm.
In this movie, he comes up with all the ideas because he then comes up with the next idea, which is the woman getting the girl to do anything.
Yes.
But, I mean, it's indirectly. He accidentally does it, but they are all his ideas.
I don't know if it's indirectly. He sees the governor, I think, with his... Yeah. And thinks, oh, maybe there's a
Yeah.
Is a way but I can
he
get
says
to
it, and then and Hedley Lamarr is like, oh, of course, yeah, but he always calls him a fool and whatever, and then he realizes that, oh no, it's brilliant. This is what we'll do.
Mm-hmm.
If the Attorney General.
What if he had other costumes at his disposal and not the telegram guy?
Yes.
So
yes.
What if, you know, if he'd come as the milkman or, you know, something else? Maybe a giant banana?
So I've got... Yes, no, that's really good.
No, that's all right. Keep going.
No, sorry, I was trying to read my one. But that's if he right. came as a giant banana, I wonder if he would come as a fatogram. Yeah. He just puts like a... He puts like the suit that what's the name wears in Eddie Murphy wears, you know, that kind of the Clumps movie. Mm-hmm. He just walks in like that and he's like, oh baby.
It's Big Mama's house.
Oh baby, it's Big Mama's house right now. Martin Lawrence gets in there behind him.
Oh dear God.
What if in real life the Attorney General was a concert producer, promoter? Did yeah. you notice on the thing it was brought to you by Hedley Lamarr?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, so on the little billing for her, mm-hmm. he's a promoter.
Mm-hmm.
So he's the Attorney General, and he's also an entertainment promoter.
No, I feel like he's her biggest sponsor because he's her biggest customer.
Oh, he's definitely her biggest customer.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, let me have a bit of a touch.
I own that. Maybe he's her pimp. What if he killed all the patrons at the bar?
Yes.
Not a lot of people die.
Mm.
This town's not got many people left. Can't imagine it's that big a town.
Yep.
And then there's the scene with the bath. With yes. Lamarr and Taggart giving the bath. What if he couldn't find Froggy?
Oh, he found Froggy.
If he didn't find Froggy, I think he would have lost his fucking mind.
Oh, my God.
He's fucking retarded. Oh, do you want Froggy?
Daddy love Froggy.
Oh, my gosh. Froggy so love Daddy. Fucking weird.
It really is.
Yeah.
They make him the weirdest character. And it's good. I love him being a weird character. But he is very weird.
And I said, what if pies... equaled sorry for the up yours N-word.
Yes, exactly.
The pies make it all better.
But you're not supposed to tell anyone that she spoke to him.
No, no. What if Lily's voice matched the look?
Yeah.
Because her voice does not match the look.
No.
Not even the I know it's the accent she's doing on purpose.
Yes.
But her voice. I don't match my voice.
And I said, was this the last time that anyone cheered when a bunch of German troops marched in?
On the side note of that, I went, what if coming too early was funny for a room full of men?
Yeah, they found it funny.
They found it hilarious. I thought they would have went, it's not funny.
It's not funny. That's... Some people have medical conditions.
Yeah. It doesn't happen
Lily
to me.
Von Strupp.
It doesn't happen to all the time to me. I've never actually it's never happened to me. They thought it was fucking hilarious.
Oh, it's so weird.
It doesn't happen to me. She's not talking about me the time I fucked her. She's talking about everybody else.
Yeah, well, maybe. Maybe that's what they're thinking.
Mm. And in that case, they all laughed. So she's fucked a lot of men. Sorry, she's Strupp.
She has, you know, because she says morning, noon, and night.
She a hoe. What if saloons had security?
Oh, my God. No security.
No security.
No security on the stage. No bouncers. Nothing. The guy gets up on stage.
Yeah.
It's just like, what's going on here?
Yeah, it's like being heckled in a comedy show.
I think they've got to show how much of a, you know, she's tough and whatever. Yeah. But it's kind of weird. It's not good.
She helps herself and she just kicks him off stage.
She does. I've got nothing else for that scene until he gets back from the night with her.
What if instead she was of being... Sorry.
That's all right. I'll let
what,
you do your coffee.
What if, instead of being an overworked whore, she was a parent? Would it be as catchy? She'd be as desirable? Yeah. She's like, I'm tired of being so used and da da da.
Tired of driving kids to school? Yeah.
Tired of being a taxi, doing the washing.
Yeah, I don't think the men would be into that as much.
No, but I could write that song.
What if it was a bunch of other mothers that were cheering her on?
They do come too early.
Come and meet me in my dressing room so I can help you get dressed.
To orgasm. I help you ladies orgasm. What if lisps were written down too?
Yeah, in my dressing room.
Dressing room.
I love that bit. That's so good.
Yeah, it's funny.
And then we get the sucker on the arm scene, but we don't actually get, which would have been fantastic. Have you got anything for them? I mean, it is Twoo. It's Twoo.
She turns a light off and then someone knocks at the door.
Yeah, it's Hedley. Hedley.
She opens the door and there's light coming from outside.
But it's instantly bright in that room again.
Yes. And I said, what if in a black room, the door convo was seen and heard?
Yeah, you'd think he would see someone come to the door.
He would see, and also, he would hear their conversation.
Yeah, it's weird.
We're supposed to believe the room is much bigger than what it alludes to.
I don't know.
What if everyone the sheriff touched never wanted to leave him?
Oh, yeah, he's got magic.
Yeah, so, you know, what if,
he's
got
close-up magic and he's got real magic.
He does, he's just magical. No, he doesn't do the close-up.
No, he doesn't. That's right.
No, it's the Waco kid that does
it. That's right. Sorry, Waco kid does the close-ups.
Wasn't there a shooting in Waco, Texas?
Yes.
So that's when I hear Waco kid, I just think of, is that the name of the shooter?
That's the name of the town. There's a town in Texas called Waco.
But that's
Waco.
What I'm saying. Is it the name of the, is it the name they gave the shooter?
Yes.
For that massacre, the Waco kid. That's where I, that's where,
oh,
I,
no,
link,
no,
it.
Oh, no, no, no. This no, I happened know. Well before,
but
yeah.
That's where I link it.
Yeah, I know.
For me.
It's unfortunate, isn't it?
It is. I don't like it.
I think the reason why it's the Waco kid is because it looks like Waco.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's a joke. Mm. And they're making a joke on a town in Texas that's got a name that looks like Waco.
Unless it's spelt differently, it's got an accent to it, and it's Jayco, like the people that make motorhomes.
The Jayco kid.
Caravan.
The Jayco kid.
He's going to make caravans.
Yeah, I think it's, I've always interpreted it as being they're trying to make the joke like it's Waco.
Yeah. What was the next one I had?
So the next thing I've got, the Mongo gets a writ to be released by the Attorney General, and they wake him up, and he said, "I want to stay with Bart." And I went, "Why did they have to make a joke of Mongo being possibly gay?"
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. I know it's 1974, but come on, guys.
Yeah, no, it wasn't needed.
Yeah.
I said also, what if working on the railroad, the sheriff had a fucking clue?
Mm.
He tells him about it, choo choo.
Yeah.
And he's like, thinking really hard.
Yeah.
Whereas it's like, do you not see that? Does the light bulb not come on?
Yeah.
Do you not make
where
this
the choo choo goes?
Yeah.
Better go see where this thing is. Mm. So Taggart still didn't know that Bart is the sheriff, because I said, what if Taggart had known that Bart was the sheriff at this point? Because he walks up and he says, "What are you doing with that tin star, boy?"
Mm.
He still calls him boy.
Yeah.
That's very racist.
Oh, it's so so.
But you meant to. This is the thing. Actually, one of the bits and the. What's his name? The guy who played Burton Gilliam, right?
Mm-hmm.
When Burton Gilliam was doing the stuff, he actually went to Cleavon Little and said, "I don't really want to say
these
words. I don't want to say the N-word because it's, yeah, he didn't want to be a racist, you know." And he just said to him, "You know what? It's for a movie. It's fine." He goes, "You're saying it as part of the thing. But if you said that to me in real life, I'd knock you out."
Mm-hmm.
That's what he basically said to him.
Yeah.
He's like, "Yeah, I wouldn't say it to you."
No.
But he said it's okay because it's because you're playing a racist character,
yeah.
So it's fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like they, okay. So I've also got the sheriff arrests Taggart and his men because they're doing the wrong thing. So they got the part where the Waco kid does his shoot, and everyone claps, and then that's the end of the scene.
Mm.
What happens after that? Do they just ride away?
Also, what happens if you gave all your competitors to the count of three?
Yeah.
Imagine
exactly.
That. For every altercation, I'm going to give you to the count of three.
And you're also going to say, "Pay no attention to that, Alki. He can shoot straight. He's one of those ones that Lily von Stupp can't talking about."
There was a joke in there too, because I said, what if Lisa knew who Randolph Scott was?
Oh, okay. Yeah. There's a Shakespeare joke as well. Oh, okay, yeah. So, right, at that same point, right, I said, you know, a little bit of class in this movie, what if a Shakespeare joke hit really hard? Because he says, "I don't care," he goes, "it's the last act of A Desperate Man. I don't care if it's the first act of Henry V. And I was like, what if this Shakespeare joke made sense to everyone? Do you understand why he says that? Because Henry V has got like multiple parts.
Yeah.
It's like not just one play, it's like multiple plays.
Yes.
So it's like... First
it's like the Fast and Furious sequel.
It's like, I don't care if it's the first scene of Fast and the Furious.
Yeah.
I mean, updated a little bit, guys. Shakespeare's a bit on the nose by cowboy times.
Ah, but it's funny.
And yes, and then the what if when he said you do it for Randolph Scott. Someone poked up and said, I'm rather partial to Roy Rogers.
I know who that was. I understood that bit.
Oh.
So what if El Guapo wanted a badge?
That's right. You don't need no stinking badges. I haven't got many left now because like, this movie really accelerates to the end. Yeah,
he looked like El Guapo too, which is really funny. What if they used Waze to take a toll-free route?
Yes, they could have.
And they would have avoided the booth?
They definitely could have.
To get back to Rock Ridge?
I also love that this... See, Mel Brooks loves to... This is like his big moment at the Sun, this one, I reckon.
Yeah.
And then after this one, all the stuff he does, it feels like it... Especially Rumble in Manhattan Heights, it recycles.
Mm-hmm.
So the scene in Rumble in Manhattan Heights where they get to the bridge and they could just go round, but they don't go round, feels very much like they get to the toll booth and they could just go round, but they don't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It just feels like there's very much the same jokes happening
and
over again.
He's got, I'll tell you a secret. He's got the same material. He just recycles them and slightly changes them for all of his movies.
Fair enough. So then we get a little bit of, while they're doing, just before that, they bring all the people in from the railroad workers. And I said, what if they were just jerking off?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
What if they got Costa to clear all the weeds from the fake town?
It's a cost of living crisis at the moment, so I think he's busy. Excuse me. So what if the horses were spooked by the fake people?
Yes.
They didn't seem to notice.
Also, when you run into a town and it's full of like tumbleweedy kind of things and the people do not move,
yeah,
it takes them a long time to realise. And then when they shoot it, this
also,
is...
Yeah. All the cardboard cutouts seem to be facing in the opposite direction of where they approached.
I know, they would see all the backs of them.
Yeah, it's good from our angle.
Yeah, from their angle.
But it doesn't work that I'm trying to believe that they came in.
Yeah, not quite right.
Maybe they're double-sided. I doubt it.
So this is where the movie devolves into a complete farce.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got obviously the fighting bit, but then we end up in the Dom DeLuise scene. Where they stick out their fanny packs and whatever. Have you got anything for those?
I said, what if steam was escaping? I can't remember what that's from.
Oh, because they go, yes! Sounds like steam escaping.
That's right.
So Dom DeLuise is so good at this. Just a little role. He's very, very funny. I really, really love that.
I think I had an next for the next one was for the pie fight.
Yep.
And I said, what if the pies weren't ready?
No.
So what would they have used instead?
Well, who knows?
Mm.
I've got what if in their movie thing, instead of dropping into like that old style musical thing, if they dropped into a scene from The Godfather.
Mm.
I think it's because I saw Dom DeLuise and I think of him as like, from that bit. And if they did that, like, you know, would they walk in and all of a sudden they'd be like, I have a proposition for you.
I said, what if Hedley saying, drive me off this picture,
yes,
meant taking him to the fucking movies to see it at the cinema?
I know. And I don't understand that bit. Drive me off this
picture. Drive me off this picture to the movies to watch the movie.
Well, maybe you wanted to make sure how you could figure out how it finished.
I like how he tried to get a student ticket.
Yeah. and then he tells someone something's ever and pushes them out of the way.
He pushes them out of the way and then gets a ticket and then says, student? And she says... Like, unlikely, and he just goes, well, I can't remember what he says to her, but it's something...
Shit kicker. He goes, shit kicker.
Yeah.
And then someone goes, look, it's Hedley Lamarr. Hedley Lamarr. Yeah. It's Hedley.
It's Hedley.
The way he says it's Hedley.
I love the way he says it.
Oh, it's so good. And, of course, then he's watching the movie, and he notices them in the movie outside. He almost chokes on the popcorn.
Yeah.
And goes out to meet them.
Yeah.
What if he just continues to run away?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what you're saying. Why would he go to the movie theater? Why would he just run away?
Yeah. I said, what if the Waco kid got himself a happy ending?
Yeah.
I think he gets a massage at some point.
Gets a massage?
That's why I explained the happy ending. Oh, maybe they're talking about having a happy ending and then they go.
Yes, they do talk about happy ending. Because when they come back from there, so they shoot the bad guy and they go, let's see how the rest of the flick finishes, right?
Yeah.
And so they go to sit down and then it cuts back into the actual movie and Bart comes up to Waco Kid and he's still eating the popcorn, which is fucking hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
And then they decide to go off. Bart says that
especially Bart.
I'm going to go off and whatever, you know, wherever I'm needed and stuff like that. And then they say bullshit to him.
Yeah, where you'll find the Three Amigos.
Exactly. That's what I think. Three Amigos again. They fucking stole that bit for sure.
Yeah.
So he decides to ride off. He decides to take the Waco kid with him. Mm-hmm. They ride off. Then they decide to give their horses to the horse handler and get in the limo and they're gone.
Yeah.
So that's it.
I say, what if Rockridge became the start of a multiracial equal opportunity employer?
They should be.
And then I wrote something and I can't read what it says.
The last one?
Bit. Because I wrote, what if the annoying girl from... Oh, that's right. They said something... Someone says nothing special.
Oh, God.
So I said, what if the annoying girl from the McCain's ad came in and said her spiel?
Oh, God. That is a deep cut for anyone who's not in Sydney, yeah. Australia, is not going to know what you're talking about.
They might have that one in other states. But, yeah.
Well, anyone not in Australia is not going to know what you're talking about. Yeah. But who cares?
You know what? Don't worry about the
Becky
ad.
Lucas is her name.
It's nothing special.
Yeah. I know her name.
Good. Good for you.
Mm.
Do you want a medal for that?
No.
I wouldn't want one.
I wouldn't want anything for that either.
No, because you get nothing special.
Nothing special.
No, nothing at all.
Nothing. Mm-mm. Nothing at all.
And that's all I have for that.
All right. I love Three Amigos. I love that movie too. I love Blazing Saddles. Oh my God. I even got it wrong.
That's so funny.
I love Blazing Saddles. Like, one of my favorite movies. I feel like we're going to keep moving because Lisa's about to pass out.
I think so.
So let's move to our next one.
Yep.
And you can tell us. All right, so it's your choice now.
Yep. And my choice is going to be A Million Ways to Die in the West.
Ooh, Western. Western double shot.
So we'll have a dirty double shot.
I like a dirty double shot.
Because the West is always dirty.
It's very dirty. So all right.
We'll bring it slightly forward into the future. But yes. Still in the same era.
Exactly. All good. Well, before you cough up another lung, yep. Let's get going.
Yeah, I've only got two and one's gone.
Okay.
There goes the other one. Maybe I should have done hot shots instead. Save that one for another time. Thanks for listening and I'm sorry that you guys had to hear me coughing all the time.
That's okay. We all hope you get better.
Thank you. So do I, because I hate this.
I know. Well, you'll listen and hope you get better as well.
And it's not COVID. It's just a cold.
It's not COVID.
But it's right up there with when I had COVID in May.
Mm, it's right up there.
It's lagging probably longer than COVID did, I have to say.
It's not good. No. Anyway, I don't want you to ruin your voice. All right.
Oh, it's already fucking ruined. But thanks for listening and we'll be in your ear holes next week and I will hopefully be better.
I hope so too.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
Take care. Bye.